Governor Cuomo has signed legislation that creates new, stiffer penalties for texting while driving for teenagers and new drivers. That law will now treat texting as seriously as speeding or reckless driving. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Teenagers just beginning to drive and older new drivers caught texting while driving will now see their licenses revoked for 60 days. If they repeat the offense within a half year, their driving licenses will be taken away for another 6 months. Governor Cuomo, who has twin daughters who will be driving soon, says inattention and inexperience at the wheel can be a toxic combination.
Inattention and inexperience can be a death sentence. Inattention, those 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds that you look down to answer the text, that period of inattention is all the time in the world. Inexperience behind the wheel, there is something to experience. There is something to just driving for a number of years where the experience makes you a better driver. And the lack of that experience puts you at a disability when you're driving a car.
But Cuomo says more importantly, there needs to be a cultural shift in attitudes towards texting or talking on the phone while driving. He says it wasn't that long ago when people thought it was harmless to drink alcohol before getting behind the wheel or to not wear a seatbelt.
And behavior doesn't change easily. We've done it before, but it takes a lot of effort. We did it with the seatbelt law. At one time, nobody wore a seatbelt. They were in the car, but just nobody put them on. It was unheard of to wear the seatbelt. And little by little, we changed the behavior, we changed the orientation, and now it's the exact opposite. Now it's unimaginable for people to get into a car and not wear a seatbelt.
Cuomo says there are currently more fatalities and injuries caused by texting and driving than from alcohol consumption. Ben Lieberman is very well aware of that fact. Lieberman lost his teenage son in a car accident caused by texting while driving. He's now co-chair of Distracted Operators Risk Casualties, where he says he's working to change attitudes about smartphones.
Teenagers throughout generation have always been fearless and inexperienced, but there's something new with this generation, and that's an addiction to smartphones. Along with fearless and inexperienced, add every beep and chime, drawing attention off the road. This is a very dangerous combination.
The law takes effect immediately. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.